Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, we got a few stories here for you. A Naples man capable of evading high-speed pursuit sticker was arrested for an unsuccessful evasion of cops in high-speed pursuit. Kind of didn't work. Collier County, Florida, 29-year-old Florida man motorcyclist faces multiple charges. He tried to flee from deputies over the weekend. And he was also apparently, he had the sticker, as I just said, capable of evading high-speed pursuit on his bike. And they followed him in a helicopter. He was running lights and all this stuff. He was going 110 miles per hour. And they finally got him and arrested him. So he was charged with felony high-speed reckless fleeing and eluding and resisting arrest. So that sticker was a lie. Let's see. A Florida man barges into a stranger's home claiming that he's a ghost and you can't see him. He is stark naked. There is also, I hate to say, there's also video. Yeah, so we can't really play the video because you know, it's one of them doorbell cams. But he gets out there and he's like, he shows up, he barges into the home. It was in Fort Myers, Florida. And they did call police. He could actually, in fact, be seen. I don't have any other updates on him, but good heavens. This Fox 35, a Florida man, I get nervous when dogs are involved. So this guy crashes his Ford Ranger into a fire hydrant. He's got his dog with him. And then when the police show up, he tries to get the officer's gun, but instead grabs his Jimmy. No, for real. That actually happened. Bunnell, Florida. A Florida man was arrested for allegedly crashing into a fire hydrant at a Flagler County racetrack. That's a gas station. And for trying to attack the arresting deputy. Damn, that mugshot is hardcore. This man's eye is swelled shut and he's grimacing, if you can't see it, for the people who are not watching the simulcast. It was about 3:50-something on a Thursday, last Thursday. Frank Clement Jr., he was standing near the trunk and appeared intoxicated. He said he'd been drinking. He was advancing towards the deputy. They shut up after he ran into the hydrant. There was all this water flowing in the street. They said that Clement advanced towards the deputy in a threatening manner and then battered the deputy, grabbing someone, by forcefully grabbing him, according to a press release. Now, witnesses said it looks like Clement was trying to reach for the deputy's gun, but he missed it by a little bit. Grabbed the Jimmy. That's all I'm saying. So he was charged with driving under the influence, with property damage, aggravated battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, and also reckless driving. Now, the one thing, sadly, that is not included in this is any kind of update about the dog, because that's really what I care about. That's what we all care about. Yeah, I mean, goodness. And then, oh gosh, what? I don't even know what if I I don't oh I don't can't read this one. I can't read this one at all. We had the one with the guy with the box over his head. We had that one already, but I'm telling you, I do want to know about the dog. I think I'm like trying to find out any kind of updates on the dog, and I can't. Like, stop speeding and being drunk in your car with dogs and kids and anybody else. Just don't. Tomorrow I'll tell you about the guy who got in trouble, got felony assault over while using chicken wings as a weapon. That's like a popular thing. Have you noticed in this segment? You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft if you will, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
You're kidding.
No.
The entire American public has been lied to for decades.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative at a high level from the U.S. government is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. Oh, I totally believe it. After everything that we've been through in the past, just go for like 5-6 years. Heck, yeah, I believe it. Welcome back to the program. Bottom of this first hour, Dana Lasher, lovable curmudgeon with you. You can listen coast to coast, stream the show. Find us on YouTube or Facebook. Watch the simulcast of the radio program on Channel 347 DirecTV as well. This is the latest that is out. We've been talking about this here and there, on and off, for the past several months. Just, you know, when stuff comes out in this great cosmic neighborhood of ours. It's a former intel official who went whistleblower, and he gave Congress and the intel community IG, Inspector General, all this classified info about all these deeply covert programs via the debrief.org. And he says that they possess retrieved, intact, and partially intact craft of non-human origin. Now, I just got to interject once here. There's one little voice in my head that's saying, Dana, you mean to tell me that these aliens came from somewhere in deep space, managed to invent ways to safely space travel, maybe even go what we would call light speed or warp speed or whatever, to crash on Earth? You know what I mean? They didn't figure out planet landings. That's where I just have a little bit of, you know,
Some people believe there's portals here on Earth, that there is no real space travel in a craft for a lot of them. There may be some in this particular atmosphere, but as they travel worlds, they're using portals.
Well, mathematically, that's supported.
Right.
Interesting. Oh, it is. Oh, yeah, it is. Uh-huh. I made the mistake of saying that couldn't possibly happen one time in front of my youngest, who is this math and science whiz, and then he started talking numbers and symbols to me, and I just didn't even know what it meant anymore. So they say it's all of this has been illegally withheld from Congress. So he filed a complaint saying that he's already suffered illegal retaliation for this disclosure. The whistleblower is 36 years old, David Charles Grush. Decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan. He's a veteran of the Neo Geospatial Intelligence Agency, a thing I didn't even know we had. Right. Oh, we have that? The National Geospatial Thinger Agency probably, Intelligence?
Probably a lot we don't know.
They also have the National Reconnaissance Office. That's a new thing. Oh, and he was the reconnaissance office's representative to something that we have called the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. Or what they call UAPs. That's what they're trying to call UFOs, is UAP. Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. I would say, weird thing that's alien in the sky. I'd just point and be like, that's alien. That's. So he was their co-lead for UAP analysis and is representative of the task force. So, you know, he seems like a pretty believable dude, right? There must be a lot there for someone to go, yeah, you know what, we got to tell people. Now, some people might say, well, if they exist, then where are they? Well, hi, have you seen us? We are a people that lose our minds over syrup. Okay? We lost it over who was on the butter box. Why, if you are an alien, why the hell would you want anything to do with us? I wouldn't. I wouldn't even be in this neighborhood. This is why, I've said this for years, they lock their little alien space doors when they fly past. Just saying, because we're weird. We're nuts. We are ridiculous people. We are a ridiculous species. We're going bananas down here. So he's got a lawyer. This guy's lawyered up. And he said that there have been all these recoveries of partial fragments through and up to intact vehicles that have been made for decades. And so he says, yeah, there are some intact. We've got them. Yeah, we're looking at them. Are we reverse engineering them, I wonder? You think?
I think we've been doing it for a long time.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I hope we are. I mean, if we got some alien ships, I mean, I hope we are. Jeez. Can I just also add one thing here? And we got other stuff to get, but I think this would be a huge story if everything wasn't such a, oh, I don't know, say dumpster fire. Only now could you introduce a story. You could go out and be like, hey, aliens are real, guys. We got one of their spaceships. No one bats an eye. No one's saying anything. This is crazy. If this was in the 80s, I think people would be going nuts. You'd have people making mashed potato towers again. Well, it was just one movie, but still, you get my drift. I don't know. I mean, I hope that it's an alien and not space travel. So let me just put this out here, and then we got other stuff we're going to hit. But let me just indulge me for a moment. My youngest is like, well, what if it's someone who's coming from the future? What if they figured out, you know, time travel, and it's someone from the future? And both myself and my youngest think that that's probably one of the biggest letdowns we've ever heard. I would be horribly disappointed if it was some stupid human from the future. I'm sorry, but that's... No, I'm not impressed. Be an alien, right? I've seen enough of humans. I'm done with you. Bring me an alien, right? Wouldn't you be too? You'd be like, wait, you're just from the future?
I would be...
Gosh dang!
I think it's fair to say I'd be equally impressed.
I don't know that I would be.
I don't know.
I'd be like, go the hell back.
I think I'd be equally impressed.
No one wants you. Go!
The future?
Yeah.
Tell me about how you got here.
I don't want to know. I like want
Which
there to be
the
some mystery.
Same, it's the same question I'd ask the aliens.
We have enough dumb people here. I don't need any from the future coming back here. So, no. I don't want any of it. I will find your little portal and I will resist. I'd much rather have an alien. You know, make it spicy. Come on. Like, I'm so tired of dealing with other humans. Just, you know, it'd be better if it's an alien. Just saying. I don't care if it's friendly or not. I just want another alien. I don't want another alien. So they said insiders are taking risks coming forward. This guy's been in intel for, I mean, he seems like a legit dude, I got to say. So if we have spacecraft that we're keeping somewhere, the first place I'm thinking of is Area 51. You know, I did a whole thing. I have weird things. So one of my other bucket list vacations, in addition to going to the north of France and seeing the World War II, you know, all the beaches, etc., is literally just taking my picture in front of the gates at Area 51 and running away before their truck can run me over. It's all I want to do. I don't want to go and see nothing. I don't want to hurt no installations. Just want my picture by the gate. That's a family Christmas card right there, in my view, right? I'll just put some Santa hats on or something. But I read about how to do that, what kind of vehicle you got. I've read so much into that. It's crazy. It's probably unhealthy, but it's interesting. But that's probably where they're doing it. You know that? That's where they did all the nuclear testing. You can go and find, you know, the house that's in the video that you see in all these music videos. Well, you kids today don't know because they do music videos anymore? I sound like I'm 90. Do they have the music videos anymore?
It's on the TikToks.
It's on the TikToks. Golly, I feel like Ingalls Wilder here, Maul Ingalls. So I'm just saying if I was going to put some alien ships somewhere, I'd put it where it's real cold. Nobody wants to go up there or down there. Or I'd put it out there by where they did all the nuke stuff, all the nuke tests and all that stuff. That house that you see, and by the way, I was mentioning in all those music videos, that house was out there. That's where they did it. I found it. I have it marked on my Google Maps as a place I'd like to visit. For real, I'm not even lying. That's an actual thing. I love doing that. So I'm just saying, now they have the National Air and Space Intelligence Center that's headquartered at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. That's the Department of Defense's primary Air Force source for foreign air and space threat analysis, which I didn't even know. And I looked at the building, and it looked like something Iron Man would make. What's his face? Tony Stark. It looks like a Tony Stark building. I'm waiting for an Avenger to come out the front door. I just find all of this fascinating. I totally believe that they would lie to us. I totally, I'm just assuming that aliens exist. God never said they didn't. I'm just assuming that they exist and that we've been lied to. So there you go. So I'm not going to be surprised when they come out and they're like, hello, Earthlings. You know, I'm not going to be surprised. Just going to take it and roll. Did they lie to you about a guy with his crack-smoking McCooker-faced son with all his kids. They lie to you about that. They legit tried to undermine an entire election about that. Why wouldn't they lie to you about this? If they're going to lie to you about the dumb things, you know they're going to lie to you about the bigger things, right? You know they are. So of course I believe that. Of course I do.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this interesting story from Reuters, Taiwan and the U.S. to sign first deal under the new trade framework. Remember, there was an agreement that was made with previous lawmakers in some of those visits. Taiwan and the United States are going to sign this deal on Thursday, according to both governments, boosting ties between the two while tensions increase with China. The talks began. This was after Taiwan had been excluded from the Pan-Asian Trade Initiative, so nobody would make China mad. Well, now they said this agreement's going to be signed. China's going to be mad. I don't care. I mean... Goodness, that's a whole other issue. This headline, U.S. women's soccer team lost 12-0 to a team of men. Were they retired men? That's what I read, that they were retired. I'm just saying. It was in Wrexham, their soccer tournament. Lindsey Harris made some big saves. I thought it was they were playing retired men because it was
normal men.
What you mean? We're just innocent men. It was a 7-on-7 squad for Wrexham AFC. If you haven't watched that Wrexham, that's Ryan Reynolds and McElhenney. They both, Reynolds and McElhenney, purchased the team in Wrexham AFC, and they've been fighting for promotion. It's actually an amazing story. It's like a real-life Ted Lasso in a way. But yeah, they got beaten. You know, just saying. Let's see. Lululemon's CEO addressed firing employees who tried to stop shoplifters. He said it's only merchandise. Okay. They fired two employees who called police as three masked men robbed their Georgia store location. They said that the store has a zero tolerance policy on engaging thieves. They fired Jennifer Ferguson and Rachel Rogers, a pair of workers who confronted them, called police at their Peachtree City location. It was in the Atlanta metropolitan area. They said, it's the safety of our team. It puts that, they were saying that it makes a dangerous situation. It's only merchandise. They said that we're not supposed to call the police or talk about it. That's what one of the assistant manager had said. I think that's kind of weird. And also, when you have four masked dudes enter the store, are you sure that they're only just going to rob people?
Exactly.
That's the other thing. Like, what do you expect? So, like, it's only merchandise. But what if they're attacking? I mean, are they supposed to say, are you just robbing us? Are they supposed to conduct, a survey before the crime commences in order to gauge what the intention is? In Japan, people are signing up for classes to teach them how to smile after the masks, because apparently people wear masks too long. No joke. That's a real story. Stick with us.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I was in Bangkok. I played the kettledrums. I played the vibraphone. Like I said, I was in high school band, so you're looking at the future, right? A bunch of my presidents.
Oh, I know. I was telling you that while I was muted, Kane. Kane's like, you gotta hit the mute button, as I'm telling him something I cannot say on air. As I totally not be good. You gotta hit the mute button.
Don't say it.
Oh my gosh. If you guessed that was our vice president of the United States, you'd be correct. Was she going through all of the instruments that she's played or what?
Yes.
I'm not impressed unless she says she played the theremin. I played the air instrument.
Yeah.
That's what I said, Kane. What you said in Slack is what I said.
I know.
Uh-huh. Type it in there again. Let's see if it stays in Slack.
I'm just acknowledging I heard you. Come on, stop.
Yeah, that's all right. Boy, you're getting really...
You're the testy one. No.
I'm just sitting here just, watching, chilling, hanging with the peeps. They were all wondering what you were talking about. I'm just, speaking for them. That's all.
Did you notice Kamala said to the students that she's looking at a bunch of vice presidents? Apparently none of them can be president. They're just vice presidents, all of the students.
Yeah, why would...
Is that inspirational to you?
That sounds... No. No, it doesn't.
I'm looking at a bunch of vice presidents.
Maybe one day, like me, you could get added to the ticket to check some boxes, even though you totally don't qualify in this office. She laughs like in her deranged way. Just alien. That there you go. We just figured it out.
There it is.
I'm saying.
There it is.
Gosh, I want that to be real. I really want it to be real. I cannot leave that topic. I swear I'm going to, but I'm just, you know. Can we? I had this thing because my friend Dave Burge, who's one of the funniest people I've ever met, because, you know, Apple, did you guys see the Tim Cook tweeted, "Welcome to the era of spatial computing with Apple Vision Pro. You've never seen anything like this before." And it's this dork who puts his headset on and like all of the Apple icons are in front of him. That looks annoying. So it's in order to do the Tony Stark with all the screens in the air stuff, you got to wear the goggles. You have to wear the goggles. You got goggle hair. And you got to wear it on your face. They're going to put lines on your face. That looks awful. And then my friend Dave Burge said that he was excited about this. And he said that all he needs is Apple Socks Pro and eye pants for the total Borg lifestyle experience. That's all he needs. Right? You can just sit in your, someone else said, you can just sit in your fluid-filled pod and rest blissfully in your, well, jacked into the Matrix. They keep talking about the metaverse, which is glorified Second Life. It's glorified Sims and Second Life. It's dork stuff. The metaverse is where the dorks go. Look at me. Look at my avatar. Look at my little person. One of my favorite things to watch on YouTube is this guy called Daniel, and he goes and crashes all these like simulations. And he loves going after the people in like Second Life and all that. It's hysterical. That's the metaverse. That's what it'll be.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.